Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once again. And in this video, I'm talking about the accusation that the state of Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. So it was just 2 days ago when the Republic of South Africa lodged the case at the International Court of Justice in The Hague. So the ICJ hears cases against sovereign states, not against individuals. The ICJ is composed of 15 judges, and it's unofficial, but usually one from each of the five UN Security Council permanent members, and the other judges are trying to be reflective of the diversity of ideologies, global regions, and so forth throughout the world. So, but anyways, it's problematic. It's based in Den Haag, since the Netherlands is an EU, NATO country, all the rest of it. So what's the gravamen of the case against Israel? So pointing out that since the 7th of October attacks on Israel, which killed about 1,300 people, mostly civilians, since 240 people, mostly Israelis and mostly civilians, likewise, were abducted and taken to Gaza, that the Israeli military has assaulted Gaza, which is the western section of Palestine, and has killed over 23,000 people, allegedly, according to the bill of indictment, the vast majority of them civilians, many of them women, many of them children, some of them elderly people, and even when they're combatant killed, very few who are killed, I mean, under arms. Now, that last bit doesn't matter over much. I mean, since we've had death at a distance, nobody asks himself if when the missile strikes the enemy hundreds of miles ago, so hundreds of miles away, is going to have a gun in his hand or not. Other allegations. So South Africa claims that, these have been crimes of commission and crimes of omission, but this is tantamount to genocide. So it's worth reminding ourselves what genocide is. So Raphael Lemkin, who significantly was a Jewish himself, a chap from Poland originally, and he's the one who actually coined the term genocide, because prior to that, prior to the late 1940s, was actually no term for it. Just say, we'd say barbarity or atrocities, massacres, things like this. But he said, this is a concerted attempt, usually by a sovereign state, to destroy wholly or partially a group on the basis of ethnicity, religion, sometimes social class. And it can be by direct killing, as in shooting, gassing, something like that. It can be indirectly killing, as in deprivation of food or destruction of their homes, and so on. But he also controversially said it can extend to actually removing the children from one group and handing them to another group. For instance, the Stolen Generations of Australia, Aborigines to be brought up by white families. But that's certainly not to kill the Aborigines. Suppose it's to treat them better. But anyway, widely regarded as terrible wrongdoing these days. So Israel was founded to some extent in response to a genocide, the Shoah or the Holocaust. Now, I know there'd been Zionism before that. So Theodor Herzl published his Der Judenstaat in, when was it, 1896? So that long predated it. But, you know, it was more or less a fringe idea, even amongst European Jewry, until the Second World War, when they said, we've got to have a safe haven. We thought we're safe in Germany. We're not safe there. We're not safe anywhere. The only way to be secure is to have a homeland what we control and be armed to the teeth. And that's the way to preserve our ethno-religious group, because we face annihilation. You know, we think we might be safe in the USA, but that could change. There's anti-Semitism. You know, the Jewish community had been in Germany for a millennium, and until the 1930s had been fairly secure, in quite high position, sometimes very assimilated, and until all of a sudden they were totally insecure. So going on to say what this is about. So South Africa says this is genocide, since the objective is at least the partial annihilation of the Palestinian nation, which is a distinct ethnic group, which is a nation by any definition, and so on. They've also quoted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu himself and said there's intentionality there. This is not accidental, that the airstrikes and so forth are grossly disproportionate to the military objective, which Israel is ostensibly seeking to accomplish. So other things such as doing things to prevent births within a group, as in separating men from women, would be preventative of births within that group, and so on, forced abortions, anything like that. Prime Minister Netanyahu, surprise, surprise, vehemently denies that and said it's actually Hamas as in the Islamic Resistance Movement, that's its proper name, which perpetrated genocide. And if they had their way, they would wipe out the Israelis, 80% of whom are Jewish. So he says that Israel is battling for mere self-preservation. Gaza is one of the most densely populated places on earth, that Hamas is exploiting Palestinian civilians as human shields. It's a win-win situation for Hamas. If civilians are killed, they can say, look at these satanic Israelis. If civilians are not killed, that's because the Israeli Defense Force is unable to strike Hamas targets, who, according to the IDF, constructed a base beneath a hospital. So for Israel's point of view, you're damned, because you destroy that hospital to get the base, then you're condemned in the court of world opinion. If you don't do it, then the nest of vipers is going to continue under the hospital. And so it goes on. But Israel says that it has taken strenuous measures to mitigate the risk to civilians, and they've always striven for the avoidance of civilian casualties. And this is how they tried to minimize it. They said they dropped leaflets forewarning people that attacks were pending. They've called people's telephones with recorded messages in Arabic, which has urged them to leave buildings which are about to be destroyed. They have sometimes called off attacks when civilians were in harm's way. They've advised people to move to one area of Gaza to another, and so on, saying, you know, in war, civilians are always killed, always. But the thing is to try and kill as few as you can. But now South Africa and many sovereign states support it. Virtually the whole of the Muslim world, much of the global south, say, oh, so Israel never tried to kill civilians. They just so happened to kill 23,000. Whoops-a-daisy. You're obviously not trying very hard then. And even Israel doesn't claim to have eliminated Hamas. So Prime Minister Netanyahu suggested he would go on until he had killed every last Hamas militant. So South Africa says the International Court of Justice ought to mandate Israel to immediately call a halt to its military operations in Gaza and around Gaza, just as the ICJ called upon the Russian Federation to cease and desist its illegal war of unprovoked aggression against Ukraine. And they issued that order in March 2022. Of course, Russia has carried on heedless of the judgment of the ICJ, and Russia indeed has a judge on it. And of course, if you don't accept that the ICJ has jurisdiction here, then withdraw. So South Africa's got locus standi, because any sovereign state does. So we shall see what judgment we returned. I have a hunch that actually ICJ will rule against Israel, but we shall see. I don't think that Israel will play a blind bit of notice. It might be a little bit more circumspect in the attacks after this. So, and these rulings are legally binding, but of course there is no enforcement mechanism. So yeah, Israel will largely ignore this. But anyway, should the ICJ rule in favor of Tel Aviv, then Israel could say, well, that's it. It's official. We're certainly not committing genocide. So South Africa has brought this case. So South Africa is ruled by the ANC, the African National Congress, and they haven't forgotten that the state of Israel was actually pally with the apartheid government in the old days. So South Africa has long been a stalwart advocate for Palestinian freedom. So they say, well, you know, Palestine is illegally occupied by these illegal settlements in the West Bank. And in Gaza, long before these attacks, you know, Israel controlled the access and egress to and from Gaza, is territorial waters, is territorial skies, and so on, was able to cut off water, electricity, gas, foodstuffs, all humanitarian supplies, as in medicines and so on, if Gaza got uppity. So South Africa has signed and ratified the 1948 Genocide Convention, which was promulgated by the United Nations. So South Africa is now proclamator of Israel's guilt. Right, so that's it. So now South Africa has some moral standing on this one, since they denounced the 7th of October attacks, which actually a lot of Islamic states did not do. And it's called for the unconditional and immediate release of the hostages. About half of them have been released already. Usually they're set at liberty in return for Israel setting free Palestinian prisoners. So President Cyril Ramaphosa said this is state-sponsored violence against largely defenseless people. So we shall see, it'll play out. And there won't be the judgment for probably a week at least yet. Well, thank you so much for watching my channel. What do you think? I know it's a highly contentious topic. And so Israel finds this mortally offensive. We are the Holocaust survivors state. And, you know, it's Hamas. They're deliberately getting their people killed. But So it's almost 20 times as many Palestinian civilians have been killed as Israelis. The one thing is, they have a bit of a health warning about the data here, because that 23,000 data mostly comes from Hamas, and they're accused of inflating the civilian death toll to make Israel look as bad as possible. But having said that, you know, it is at least several thousand, even by the lowest estimate. I remember the late Robert Fisk, who was a veteran journalist of the Levant, and he said there was always an exchange rate that one Israeli death was reported the same provenance as, say, 20 Palestinian deaths. I remember the assault on Gaza in about 2009, roughly this time of the year in 2009, and 100 times more Palestinian civilians were killed as Israelis. 100 times more. Think of that, 100 to 1. If it's even 2 to 1, that might be disproportionate. There is talk, would all the Palestinians from Gaza move abroad? And, you know, Prime Minister Netanyahu said, is any sovereign state willing to do this? We'd expedite it. Maybe they'd even pay a country to take these people, because then they would say that would be a menace to Israel removed. But depopulating people, you know, depopulating area, moving people against their will. Some people even say that's also genocidal. But even though that's not killing the people and actually might keep them safer in the long run. Of course, a lot of Palestinians have moved abroad voluntarily because the conditions of life in Gaza and the West Bank were so bad. Saying, well, actually, we've already been turfed out of our homes in what is now Israel. In fairness, many Jews were driven out of the Muslim world. They were drave out of Morocco, Pakistan. There was a Jewish community in Sudan for centuries, in Yemen, and so forth. Right, thank you so much for watching my channel. Please subscribe on Patreon to see thousands of videos and articles behind the paywall. And make sure you donate on PayPal, George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Toodle pip.